T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN, and this is where we hear from the businesses and services available in the Buffalo area. If you'd like to be on the program, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joined by Paul and Melissa Moley from FJM & Associates of Buffalo Incorporated. Paul is the president, Melissa, his sister, and vice president, also vice president of employee benefits coordinator, I should point out. And whoever wants to start, who's older, by the way, Paul or Melissa?
I am.
All right, since you're older, Paul, we'll let you tell us what you can about FJM & Associates of Buffalo Incorporated.
Thank you, Randy. FJM & Associates is a family-owned and operated insurance and employee benefit firm. My father, Frank, myself, Melissa, and we also have two longtime associates and colleagues that have been working with us pretty much from the beginning of time, Mike Kling and Dan Judge.
So that pretty much explains the F and the M of FJM and Associates, I'm guessing. So
my father is definitely the FJM of FJM.
Perfect. And any other siblings working for you? Or maybe a better question, how many other employees are working with you?
Well, we have a solid broker network partnership, okay, that we have throughout Western New York and the Rochester areas. But in office, okay, we have our five that we just mentioned.
How long have you been in operation?
Well, we've been at it, I guess, if I can take you back a little. My father's been in the insurance industry for about 40 years. The last 25 years is when he's been actually focusing on the health and insurance and employee benefits market, okay? So in 2004, after 10 years as the top region for Aflac New York, we saw that there was a real need for someone to address what we like to call the forgotten market of small business owners and their employees. That's when we realized that we needed to expand our portfolio and how we can best, you know, help, you know, service our clients. That's when our dad decided to partner up with Capital Management Group and head up their benefits department.
So there are certainly a number of, not a large number, but a number of other groups that do something similar. What is it that sets FJM and Associates apart from those other agencies?
One thing we'd like to say about, you know, what we like to do is we kind of go back to the traditional ways of doing things when we're marketing employee benefits and wanting to focus more on education for the employees. A lot of the larger firms are moving towards the platform enrollment or artificial intelligent enrollments, where it kind of takes the one-on-one or one-on-one out of it, and it's all done digitally. Okay, you answer a question, from that answer, here's the program that you have or should have, or the benefit that you should have. We like to do it a little bit differently, going back to what always has worked for us. Do a group meeting, whether it's a breakfast or a lunch and learn, explain the products that we're going to be talking about, how they're going to help, how they coincide with other benefits they may have, and doing that one-on-one and really kind of breaking it down for them on a personal level. We find that employees, they just love that, you know, sense of, you know, having that one-on-one relationship.
And when you're putting together a benefits package, you would necessarily have to work with any number of the groups out there that provide these services. Is there a way, like, you guys pick and choose, or do you actually work with each one of them separately and then kind of tailor what each one provides to whoever your client happens to be?
So being a broker, we aren't married to one company. So we offer all carriers, and kind of what my job is I sit down with whoever the decision maker is and find out what are you currently offering, what might be a better fit. You know, maybe setting up a plan that might have a little bit of a deductible to help save some premium. And then we have plans that we put in that help offset those co-pays and deductibles that would be more on a voluntary basis that doesn't cost the employer any money. So that is kind of, you know, what I do. I do a fact-finding and try to find out exactly what they're offering, what they might want to spend, what their budget is, and go from there.
So literally tailor all of the different aspects to each client.
Yeah, absolutely.
Obviously, medical, a huge part of it, but also dental, eye care, and maybe some extras involved, again, depending on the client?
We do dental, vision, short-term, long-term disability, maybe some life insurance, health insurance, accident, critical illness. Those things are pretty important these days.
Right. Disability, I guess, would be another one.
Sure. Mm-hmm. What we like to do, too, is if we're working with the business owner and HR department, take a look at what they have with their health insurance. Every health insurance plan, whether it's a bronze level all the way up to your platinum, Cadillac level type plans, they have out-of-pocket exposures. One thing that we specialize in, okay, especially with small businesses, is showing them how to fill the gaps, you know, by way of an accident gap filler, critical illness coverages. You know, there are huge out-of-pocket exposures that a lot of people don't realize or even understand how they work until they're, you know, in it, okay, and they've already had that situation. Their kid already got hurt playing hockey, and now they went to the emergency room and owe an extra $1,000 that they didn't realize was going to be, you know, coming. We show them through education, again, through those group meetings, breaking it down for them how it is that we can help them, okay, and not only maximize their benefits, but minimize their costs.
Yeah, really sitting down on a one-on-one basis. So after we do a group meeting, we like to sit down with each employee afterwards in a private setting because they may have questions that they need to ask that they're afraid to ask in front of a big crowd. So making sure that the plan that they're picking is really going to fit their family's needs. And, you know, maybe they might not need as big of an accident plan as somebody else will. So being able to tailor that to not only the group, but the individual themselves.
And I'm going to guess that's an added benefit of working with small businesses like you do, that you have the opportunity to have that one-on-one experience with the employees.
Yes, absolutely. And being, you know, a lot of our businesses that we work with are family-owned and operated just like us. We understand, you know, that time is precious. And we try to, you know, get everything done as in a timely manner so that we're not taking up, you know, hours of each employee's time.
You're listening to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. From FJM and Associates of Buffalo Incorporated, Paul and Melissa Moley with us. Paul is president. Melissa, his sister, is vice president / employee benefits coordinator. There we go. And would you be able to, like in a brief time, because certainly we don't have time for like a lengthy presentation, is there like a short form process, a way that you would be able to convert a prospect into a client?
Yes, I'd be glad to go through that with you. During our initial free benefits review, okay, with the prospective client, okay, we're going to do a thorough fact-finding mission, basically. We're going to have a discussion. Okay, there's goals, okay, three major goals, okay, that we have in mind when we're doing this fact-finder. One is determining what they may currently have in place for employee benefits. Okay, what sort of gaps, like I kind of mentioned a few moments ago, what gaps do they have in their programs, and how can it negatively affect not only the employee, the employer, and then the overall bottom line for the business as well. And then, of course, how many other businesses are owners just like themselves, okay, that we're speaking to are already utilizing these programs, okay, to help fill these gaps and take advantage of the innovative and cost-effective ways that we can actually help these small business owners. There's so many out there that we're working with, but so many more that may not have had this opportunity yet. So we're looking forward to meeting with them and showing what we can do to help them. Again, no broker fees. We're usually helping them not only increase their benefits, but we're showing them how they can reduce their payroll taxes at the same time by adding these programs through pre-tax deductions, which is nice.
And from what I understand, necessarily at some point when you're working with a client, there may be some new or enhanced benefit packages available. How would you go about then talking through that with these employers, employees?
We strive on customer service. So every quarter we do send out a mailing to all of our clients with a list of questions asking them, do they have any new hires? Do they have anybody that has any, you know, claims questions or anything like that? Making sure that we have all the up-to-date contact information in case somebody had left in terms of, you know, an HR person. And from there, we schedule an annual re-enrollment. So we like to go out to everybody every year to make sure that they have the up-to-date programs, to make sure that if somebody has a disability policy that maybe their income changed and they need to increase that. So we're always constantly trying to get in front of our clients to make sure that they have the top products that are being offered.
And once the initial enrollment process has been walked through, do you guys then walk away or do you still continue to keep contact?
Absolutely not. We strive on customer service. And when we're done with a presentation, everybody all of our employees make sure that the clients have our cell phone numbers, our fax, our email, our office, and making sure that they are able to get in touch with us anytime. I mean, I could be on the beach and I'm going to answer your email.
That's, we're in line at Disney.
Yeah.
Which can happen quite often.
So we strive on customer service, making sure that we have that personal touch and giving our clients the peace of mind that they don't have to dial an 800 number and wait, you know, 13 minutes to get somebody to come on the phone.
Just on a personal level, obviously you mentioned right off the top that father began the firm. Mm-hmm. Has it been easy working together as a brother and sister? Your perspective first.
Go ahead, Melissa.
We get along great. We are, you know, we have our moments, but that's just, you know, how it is working with your brother. You know, if you know, you couldn't hang up on your boss any other day, you know. Sometimes I do hang up on him, but at the end of the day, we love each other and, you know, we get the job done, and that we wouldn't want it any other way.
Definitely wouldn't want it any other way. I've been working with my dad since I was 18. You know, I'm 38, going to be 39, so it's the better part, more than 20 years. And it's been a great ride, and we got a lot of exciting things ahead of us, okay, in the future. You know, with this new transition, the new name branding, okay, with FJ Ammon Associates, moving the office to Amherst. I mean, we just got, you know, a lot of great stuff ahead of us, and we're really excited about it.
And we're proud. We're very proud of everything that we have done and what we have become. And you know, working with family, I wouldn't want it any other way.
For those who wish to contact you and interested in your services, what would be the best way? Phone number?
Phone number, yeah. We're 716-932-7004. Or they can email us at info@fjmbenefitsadvisors.com.
Not too hard. Now, last thing for you. Hopefully it's the easiest. If someone comes up and asks what it is that you do, is there a simple response to that?
I guess we would like to call that maybe our quick elevator speech, right? If somebody were to ask me that question, I would gladly say what we do is we help business owners and HR decision makers of companies increase their benefits and reduce their payroll taxes at no cost to the business. That's exactly what we do. Usually we need about 20 or 30 minutes with that decision maker to show them how that would work. We run through what we like to call our four key areas, you know, and showing, you know, the four key areas and how a business is going to be better by working with us. One is reducing employee turnover. Number two would be keeping you out of the loan business, discouraging misuse of workers' comp, okay, and Monday morning claims, which we all know can be a problem, especially in different industries. And finally, enhancing your employee benefit package at absolutely no cost to the business. That's what we do.
Good. Anything else to add to that, Melissa?
No, I think he pretty much said it.
Good enough.
That's it.
Well, pleasure to have you both, and
thank
I'm
you.
Glad to get the word out.
Thank
one more
you, Randy.
Time on the phone number, I guess, before we go.
It's 716-932-7004.
There you have it. Paul and Melissa Moley from FJM and Associates of Buffalo Incorporated. Paul is president, Melissa, vice president, and employee benefits coordinator. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.